President Bush was supposed to visit Africa this month, but has postponed the trip until later this year. It was planned as a follow-up to one last May by former U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and Irish rock star Bono. They toured Africa's poorest countries to highlight the problems of a region that is often seen as distant and dangerous. Chester Crocker was Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs during the Reagan administration. I asked him about the Bush administration's Africa policy.
During the campaign of 2000, there was a tendency to talk Africa down as not very important. That changed once the Bush team came into office. You saw the O'Neill trip to Africa, and you saw the Millennium Challenge pledge at Monterey to substantially increase foreign assistance for Africa, and you've seen a lot of planning go into this trip. Frankly, I think it was odd to plan a trip like this right on the eve of what could be war in the Persian Gulf. And I think what happened was eventually people said, hey, you know, this may not work very well in terms of timing.
Of course, the war on terrorism has taken priority, but Africa is not outside of that issue either.
No, Africa is linked to the war on terrorism because the reality is half of Africa is of Islamic persuasion, and some of those countries are affected by a particular kind of political Islam, which fills the space in failed states like Somalia, for example. People are watching Nigeria and neighboring Niger very closely because you have a similar phenomenon there. Not the same, but similar in the sense that political Islam could cause instability and could become a breeding ground for anti-Western activities.
And what about oil?
Oil is a major aspect, I think, of our interest in Africa. It's not a new story, but it's a developing story. At the present time, close to one-fifth of our petroleum that we consume in this country, our refined petroleum, is coming from Africa. So not many Americans are aware of that, but there's a significant amount of investment backed up behind African exploration and production projects along the West African littoral, all the way from Ivory Coast down to Angola and south of there.
You mentioned the Millennium Fund. Explain.
The president at the Monterey conference last year made a pledge to substantially increase foreign assistance for the poorest countries, and the pledge could amount to as much as $5 billion of additional foreign assistance per year within a year or two from now. That has to be presented to Congress and approved, of course. Africa would be the beneficiary to a substantial extent from that Millennium Challenge account, as they're calling it. They're organizing for that new program now, but it could be that Africa gets about half of that. If that is the case, it means a very significant increase in the base figure for African foreign assistance.
It might be a significant increase of what the U.S. is sending out, but in terms of its effectiveness there, I mean, the problems are so great.
Problems are huge, and that is why we have to be very clear on our criteria. We have to do what we can for poverty alleviation in a general sense, and that means things like clean water and better education, more opportunity in education. Obviously, health is a major aspect of that as well, but we need to go beyond that. We have to find a way to get Africa off the ground in terms of getting linked to the world economy. Another aspect I would stress is governance. I think one of the biggest problems in Africa has been a lack of accountability, a lack of good governance in the economic sector.
Does the Bush administration see the great problems of Africa, poverty, famine, the AIDS pandemic, as Africa's problems?
Well, I think they are first and foremost Africa's problems. I think it's not just the Bush administration that would see it that way. And Africans do need to do more and do need to pull up their socks in a number of respects when it comes to governance, when it comes to addressing the circumstances that lead to the HIV/AIDS pandemic. But the most important agenda, in a way, for Africa is the war and peace agenda. You can't really deal with famine. You can't really deal with HIV/AIDS pandemic. You can't deal with women's empowerment, with economic development, with democracy if you don't have peace. And I think it's important that we continue American leadership on peacemaking.
Former Assistant Secretary of State Chester Crocker teaches at Georgetown University.